the attachment will lead to fear of change. So if you're attached to things, then you're fearful of them changing.
Yeah.
And in business, the only constant is change. And
you're listening to the world's best business podcast with Steli Efti and Heaton Shaw, who insisted on having Steli's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
Shut up!
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
So let's talk about attachment in entrepreneurship.
Okay, what do you mean?
What I mean by that is the idea that we as humans get attached to things, which means attached meaning we associate ourselves with things to a certain degree. You could call it ownership.
Yeah.
But ownership is nothing else than making that thing part of your extended self.
So let me give a direct example.
Yes.
Just one that came to my head and I didn't think about it before, but like it's being attached to a person on your team.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is like I see so many people get really pissed off when people leave the team.
Yeah.
Especially people they don't want to leave the team.
To leave the team.
And I think they don't realize what they did to cause that. And it's either attachment, lack of attachment, I don't know. But like I notice this a lot. Like I'll hear founders call me up and say, hey, this key member of my team's leaving. What do I do? And, and when I hear them and hear the things they say, I'm like, oh, you didn't really understand this human being. You were attached to them, but you didn't really understand them well enough to keep them around.
That's an interesting one.
And I'm not sure if that's what you meant, but like that's what I gravitated towards because I think it's like, on one hand, you don't want to feel like people are interchangeable when they're in your company. On the other hand, sometimes they evolve and they're not right for the company anymore.
Oh, the company's not right for them anymore.
The company's not right for them anymore.
Right, and they need to move on and do something else.
But the part of it that bugs me is when the person doesn't realize what their contribution was to that situation of that person leaving that they didn't want to leave.
But that is oftentimes a founder issue or like an executive issue, right? So you complain or you're upset that this team member is leaving and you're blaming the person for not being committed, for not being appreciative, for not seeing the opportunity, all that stuff. But what you don't see is what you did.
Yeah.
To make this a non-ideal place for that person to want to stay.
There you go.
Right? So this comes back to like owning that decision, even if it's a decision you didn't make yourself. It's a decision that you helped cause.
Yeah.
So I like that. I think overall, the way that I'm thinking about attachment is just in general, how much I believe that my company or the thing I'm building is part of me. Which makes me very anxious whenever I feel like it's in danger.
Mm.
And maybe irrational in some ways in terms of my reactions to danger or to things not going well or to mistakes. Yeah. And there's this interesting thing in entrepreneurship where I think there's the myth and the story that we're telling about these obsessed founders. They were completely associated with their brand. They were their brand. Their brand was them and they lived it and they loved it and they would fight for it like a little baby. And we had that myth of like, that's really what makes a founder amazing. But what we don't talk about is how being overly attached to shit can make you really make bad decisions and be, you know, leading your company to the ground, leading your own self and your health to the ground by being stressed the fuck out, by being depressed, by being overly angry or aggressive, by doing all these things that are going to not help your company, but make it worse. So we don't talk about that part of it.
I think it's the myth that the company's your baby and you have to treat it like that.
Yes, we talked about this before, right?
And there's a few things there. It's like a lot of people that start companies, they've never had a baby. So they don't even understand what that means.
Yes.
Right? And when you have a baby, you understand a little better what having a baby means, at least your context of it.
Yeah.
And I think I realized really quickly that that's just not the case. It's not like, yes, like if you have a baby, that person, as long as obviously nothing happens to them or you, they're with you forever. That's not a company.
Yeah.
Companies, especially today, how many companies last past like 3 years?
But maybe if I was more committed and attached, I could build businesses that would last a lifetime, right? Like Virgin, or Apple, or whatever.
It's more about being attached to problems to solve in the world and being less attached to your solution today.
Yes.
And in a rapidly evolving world, that attachment to your solution and confusing that for your company and being stuck on, oh, we solve it this way. That's how we do it. This is going to last forever.
Yeah.
It's never the case, right?
Yeah.
And then you get disrupted because you're so attached to how you do it instead of attached to solving the problem, right? So I think attachment to solving the problem is very important, but that doesn't necessarily mean there's an attachment to a company, right? And in my own world, I can give you an example, right? Like when I ran a marketing consulting company, we started learning about analytics. That was easily, you know, you could say it was 2003. So for 12 years, I've worked on analytics.
Yeah.
When I think about what happened in those 12 years with analytics, I realized my attachment was never to any of these companies I had built. It was more to the problem of solving data problems for people. So even today, I'm building content marketing software, and you could say, what does that have to do with analytics? And I would say everything. Because data now is everywhere. Every business needs to care about it, right? So to me, the attachment to the problem has really helped me. Even today, there might be a future where I solve an analytics problem very directly like before, just because I'm stuck on the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an attachment.
Yeah.
But to me, that's a healthier attachment than being attached to Kissmetrics or being attached to Crazy Egg or even being attached to my new company, QuickSprout. Because if I'm attached to that and in the wrong way, then essentially I'm going to pigeonhole myself. I think it's back to like the whole, do you have a narrow worldview or do you have a wide worldview? And being attached to your company and your solution and how you solve it and even your customers to some extent can get you very attached to like this thing that's working right now that might hurt you in the future because you're just not going to see all these other things that are either attacking that business or it's like with a baby. Yeah. If anybody threatens the baby, like in the way of like, you know, them getting hurt or something like that, or even them doing that to themselves, you're going to try to protect the baby, right? In this case, you're not actually trying to protect the baby, you're trying to kill the baby.
Yep. Oh, there you go. That was a nice little nugget there. I'm getting a wink from Heaton.
Oh, like, yeah,
I didn't like, yeah, that. I didn't like that. That was
I know
one.
What I did there. What are you going to do with it?
All right. So, you know, we just had a recording where we talked about religion, right?
Yeah.
That may or may not be published. but if you're on our Facebook group, thestartupchat.com/FB, you'll get it. But I'm not a Buddhist, but I love some of the principles and I use them. And attachment is like a big principle in Buddhism in the sense that it's something you want to overcome. Because when you attach yourself, you're making that thing, idea, whatever it is, or person, part of your identity.
Yeah.
And then you have existential fears of losing that because that would mean losing who you are.
Yeah.
Which is basically all ownership. If it's ownership that's attached, means that now that I have this car, it's part of my identity and I'm afraid of losing
that. But it's not like losing an arm, but you treat it like losing an arm and that's not cool.
And even in Buddhism, even losing an arm doesn't mean anything because your arm has nothing to do with who you are.
Yeah.
Right. So you can lose your arm and still be you. You could lose your face and still be you.
Yeah, makes sense.
There's nothing that you could lose anybody, you know, and you still are you. Right.
Yeah.
So having that detachment and for most of my time as an entrepreneur, I've been fascinated by the idea, but I've been also afraid of it because I always thought if I'm not attached, I'm not committed. If I'm not committed, how the fuck am I going to succeed? And I've struggled.
Oh.
Yeah. So I've always struggled with
So you relate attachment to commitment.
Yes, I did.
Huh.
I did. And I'm not, I think I'm past that, but for the most time, that's another thing of
how'd you get past it? Because that's a weird one, right? It's like you felt like to being attached to your business made you more committed to it.
Yes.
And you equated those two things, and now you're saying you don't think of it like that anymore. What changed? Because I think a lot of people think of it like that.
Yes. It's a good question. I don't know. I think there were a couple of things that happened. So I think that for a long time, I was very fear-driven in the way that I motivated myself, right? I want to accomplish this massive thing, and if I don't act a certain way, I think I'm not going to accomplish that.
So fear of loss or fear of not getting the gain, improvement, progress?
Yeah, fear of not accomplishing something that I thought would be essential to validating that I'm good or validating that I need to exist, right?
Okay.
So, and then thinking that there's a certain way of going about acquiring that or accomplishing that. And I was always afraid. I thought about this. On the one hand, I was always attracted by kind of the Buddha, Gandhi, the personalities that seemed like to love everything and everyone and be like super in peace with everything. And on the other hand, it always terrified the fuck out of me because I thought if I ever was more like that, I would care less.
But have you read like Gandhi's letters?
I haven't. Like I've read Gandhi's book, Experiments with Truth, but
some of his letters are very interesting too. He comes across as peaceful, but like when he believes in something, he attacks it.
Yeah,
it's an attack. It's not peace. Yes, you can guise it as peace, but like what he believes, he will stand for.
Yes,
right.
And he was not as one-dimensional a character as probably all these people were. Absolutely. Not right.
That we make them out to. I was just blown away when I read some of the letters, and I was like, oh wow, like he stands for something, and goes for it, and then you could argue that's not peaceful.
There you go. All right. So, but I was always afraid of becoming like a more Zen, like I'm cool with everything.
Oh, you didn't want that.
I didn't want, I wanted that.
Yeah.
But I was also afraid of it because I was like, if I'm more like that, I'm going to have to let go of certain things that I feel are essential to me becoming whoever I wanted to be.
Yeah. What I find interesting with that is like equating attachment with that concept of commitment.
Commitment.
You said And to me, it's like, you can be committed to something, but you don't have to be attached to it. And in fact, you're more committed when you're not attached. The reason you're more committed is, I think, actually, you know, it really boils down to what you're attached to.
Hmm.
So again, I still go back to like, if you're solving a problem, like right now, I can tell you, like you're probably more attached to sales and solving sales problems and helping people sell than you are to close.io.
Yeah.
Right? And that's awesome. How do you get that? How do you get there? How do you get attached to a problem, not a solution? Because I think that's the fundamental difference. It's okay to be attached to your problem, but I don't think it's necessarily okay to be attached to the solution. And the reason is like, that's just a way to solve a problem.
So I disagree only because the word attachment to me means something else than commitment. So
is it committed to the problem?
I think you need to be committed to the
solution.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm totally cool with. Okay. Attached to me is always negative, unfortunately, because attached to me means in an irrational way, I've made it part of my identity.
Like attached at the hip, like things like that. Like those are negative connotations. So it's like you're taking that and saying it's negative.
Yeah. I think also attachment means something is so close that I lack perspective. I don't have proper distance to have perspective. So again, it makes me irrational in the way I react. It makes me rational in the way that I feel about it. It makes me probably irrational in my response to when you are trying to take it away and move it around to do something with it because it's so core to who I think I am that I'm afraid of you changing that or anybody or the world.
Yeah.
So attachment, I'm not a fan of.
Okay.
But commitment, right? Commitment means I'm dedicating myself, my whole energy and everything I have to help move this forward. But that thing I'm trying to move forward is not who I am necessarily, right? Here's an interesting thing. I don't know how you... So I love the be committed to the problem, not the solution. It's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Because it helps you detach from your solution, right?
Yeah.
Because you're more worried about helping the world fix this problem than about your idea of how to go about fixing it, right?
Yep,
and most
right.
of the time, people are fully committed to their idea, to their way of doing it, than to the thing they're trying to solve.
But the way changes. And
yes,
over time, it changes.
The world changes. The way changes. You change.
Yeah. So why do you want to get attached to that?
Exactly. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, not to be one-dimensional, sometimes the idea, although it doesn't seem successful, needs... Like sometimes it's the right move to be committed to the idea even longer than the world thinks is.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
But overall, you don't want to be, your whole philosophy needs to be, or the thing that you truly care about, you're committed about is I want to help people solve this thing. I want to make this thing happen in the world versus I have a cool way of approaching it. And I really want that cool way of approaching
to
it to work. Right. That will inevitably lead to some flawed thinking.
Absolutely.
Right. And flawed actions. Here's another interesting thing. Today, when the way that I think about attachment, anytime I'm stressed out about something, I ask myself, what am I attached to here?
Oh, that's good.
And we had this recently, like over the last few weeks, like by all standards, we're fucking killing it with close.io, right?
So a Silicon Valley startup saying they're killing it. You just did that. Thanks for like that cliche.
What, being a cliche? Whatever.
So everybody, close.io is killing it.
Oh, wait a second.
Sorry,
I didn't know that killing it is like a Silicon Valley thing.
Yeah,
like
it is.
Other companies don't say
that. We're crushing it.
Crushing it.
Same thing.
Whatever.
Anyways, it's cool. You guys are killing it. Got it. Keep going.
All right. Let's talk about your current company. No, all right. So
I would never say we're killing it.
All right. So we're doing really well. We're doing well, Will. Heaton is like grabbing my shoulder and like
trying to get him to relax.
Patting me. All right. So
you got all red.
So I don't believe that. That's bullshit. But that's an interesting thing. In audio, you can say things like, "Oh, stop looking at me so angrily right now," Ethan. And people can't. You can't do anything about it. I knew a guy once who always used to tell people, "Relax," which is such a beautiful thing to say in a discussion or argument because there's two reactions you can have to that, and in both the person wins. You either relax, which
means
you get more angry, or you get
angry. Why the fuck
angry.
You tell me to relax?
Yeah, exactly. So in either way, you lose in that interaction.
Sounds like that aside needs to be cut out.
Yes.
All right, keep going.
We're doing really well. And like always in life, you have certain goals. And then when you are at that level, you've adjusted your goals to something else, right?
Yeah.
And I'm particularly bad at like celebrating arriving somewhere that I wanted to get
to. That's funny, me too.
So, yeah, well, and over the last few weeks, we had some challenges with things, right?
Yeah.
So there were like not as great weeks as...
So you were stressed out on some things.
Yes.
Okay.
But once I asked myself, so I was stressed out and would get more and more stressed out every
day. Why didn't you call me? Just kidding. Well, not really.
All right.
Keep going.
All right. So when eventually I caught myself and I was like, why am I so stressed out right now? And then I asked myself, what am I attached to?
Yeah.
And the truth is that the moment I ask that question kind of resolves a lot of things. Because to me, I go, oh yeah, I'm afraid of this company not keep going as well as it does. I'm afraid of what would happen if this company doesn't become what I want it to be.
All these irrational things, all these things that you can't control.
Yeah.
Right? Like in the moment. Like you can't control whether you're successful or not in like right now in 5 seconds.
Yes.
So then that's very interesting. I never thought about being stressed out associated with attachment, but I think it is. I like
it
that.
It is.
That's good.
I think so. And even other situations, like if I'm, you know, if I'm arguing with my wife, right, it could be that I'm attached to being right. It could be that I'm attached to, you know, my wife and being afraid of like our relationship not working out. Like in anything in life, whenever I'm like irrational in the way that I'm stressed out about it, it usually means that I'm too attached to it.
So the question that you could ask yourself when you're stressed out of something is, why do I give a shit? Which is probably what you're not asking yourself.
I'm wondering. That's an interesting way of phrasing it.
You're saying attachment. I'm thinking it's just, why do you give a shit? Why do you actually care? Because you might realize you don't care. You might realize there's this thing you care about, and then you might be able to remove the word attachment from it, because I know you don't like that word.
Yes. I don't know. Because for me, at least when we talk like semantics, when I say, why do I give a shit? I think that I'll come up with a lot of good reasons why this thing is worthwhile.
Okay, let me give an example. So if
I want to care about... So what I'm saying is I want to care about it.
Yeah.
I want to be committed.
Yeah.
I don't want to be irrationally attached to it. And to me, if you ask me, why do you give a shit? Then I have good reasons, because I care and I'm committed. But caring, being committed doesn't mean I need to be irrationally attached to the current state of that thing that I own or that I'm in a relationship with in one way or another.
Yeah.
Right. And maybe this is semantics and maybe this is not as valuable to others, but the way I respond to certain words, and this is in general an interesting point, the way humans respond to certain words is not unilaterally the same.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. People have very different associations to certain words. So sometimes you want to pay attention to, you know, how you communicate yourself, and if that way that you communicate is the best way for the person to receive your message.
Agreed.
But I think untangling all that, I think at the core of it, what I think is important to keep in mind as an entrepreneur is that you want to be committed, you want to care, but you want to care more about the problem than the solution. And you want to be cautious of attaching yourself to things, of being very attached to things, because there's only one fucking thing that's for sure, that the things are going to change.
Yeah, so change is constant.
Change is constant. So again, coming back to a principle in Buddhism, I think attachment leads to suffering.
Yeah.
Right? Because if the only thing that's constant is that things will change, then being attached to anything will lead to you suffering, to your suffering, the suffering of the people around you.
This is true.
And there's no benefit to suffering. And this is another thing where one part of my entrepreneurial framework was suffering is the investment that will pay the dividends.
That's not true.
Oh my God, so not true.
People think that.
Yeah, but I totally bought into like, I have to fucking suffer my way to success. Right?
Yeah, it's funny. I was meeting with an entrepreneur yesterday, and one of the things he told me was like, we work 17 hours days early on. And that's a form of attachment, you know, of like, oh, so you're so attached to it. That's the way I interpreted it, that you had to work 17 hours a day to make this thing work.
You know what? I even today, if somebody tells me we work 70 hours a day, now I'm being pragmatic about this. I don't have to say this is bad or good, but I'm wondering, are you attached to that number now? Number one, are you proud about
it? He said 17, so I felt like he was attached. He's attached. He's like, we're going to work 17-hour days.
People are proud about it. He was proud. Right? And that, I think, is bullshit. Yeah. I think that you can make a good, you can make the decision once in a while that this, right now, the phase we're in requires this amount of hours, right? But you should not be attached to these hours or proud about it, because it's meaningless. What did you accomplish? Yeah. The only thing that matters. And today, what is required for us to accomplish the next level of things we need to get done?
Yeah.
And maybe it's 17 hours, maybe it's just eight, right? So I think that, you know, I think getting to the tips of the episode.
Yeah, let's do it.
I think that my tip is like,